This is a podcast from Rover.
JJ off Croc today, and I thought it was a good opportunity to talk to the parenting place about some really important stuff. So Ellie's on the line. Hey, Ellie.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So what can we do here? Times are tough. Everybody I talk to is struggling at the moment financially. And that's not just, you know, people who are normally struggling financially. This is all walks of society are saying, man, things are tough. So how, you know, in terms of grocery shopping or shopping, how do we do this at the moment better, do you think?
Yeah, I think first up, we just need to be careful around with the language we use around our kids and money and budgeting. And kids can pick up on our worries, and it can be a load that's too heavy for them to carry. So we use age-appropriate language with our kids, help them understand that, yeah, there is a budget and that things are expensive. But we can talk about things like good value rather than language like, oh, we can't afford that, because we can put a lot of pressure on our kids that they're not designed to carry. But there's some other things as well. We can have a plan. It's the real simple, slightly mundane things like having a really good shopping list and going to the supermarket prepared. Lots of parents have to take their kids with them, so there's that pressure in the aisles of kids wanting all the amazing, delicious things, and the budget just doesn't have room for all of those things. So having a plan, talking to your kids about the list. Hey, this is what's on our list today. We're going to get the essentials. Maybe extend some choice to them. Hey, do you think we should choose this pasta or this one or baked beans or spaghetti? I don't know, but just extending them a little bit of agency there can help some of the pushback we might be getting from our kids.
Yeah, no, dead right, Ellie. We're talking to Ellie from the Parenting Place about shopping in these tough times with kids and expectations and things. I actually, Ellie, do you think this is a good idea? I was with my wife and my 9-year-old Alex the other day. We kind of made it into almost a bit of a game between the three of us where who could find the cheapest version of something. Like we were hunting for like lasagna shells, for example, and Alex, he actually spotted the cheapest ones by 45 cents, and he thought that was pretty cool. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely, and there's heaps of learning here and really great life skills. Like with our older kids, we could perhaps give them a budget and say, do you want to have a go at preparing a meal or choosing the ingredients for $20? I don't know what it is, but yeah, then our kids can be actually gaining some really great skills there, giving them something to do to help curb that potential for pressure and tantrum and meltdown in the supermarket when there's so much temptation.
Yep, exactly right. Ellie, presenter at the Parenting Place, thank you so much for your expertise as usual, and have a happy Easter. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks so much. You too.